Prasad means mercy. And we all need mercy. I think so, no? Is there anybody who doesn't want mercy? There is a very important secret that Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur reveals in several places in Madhurya Kadambini, Bhagavad Gita, other places. He says, you cannot get prema or love of Godhead from Krishna directly. You must get it from a devotee. And Prabhupada says, he wrote to Vrindavan that when you offer a flower to Krishna, put it in Radharani's hand. Then Krishna must take it. If you give directly, maybe he'll take, maybe not. You don't know. But if you give it to Radharani, and Radharani gives it to Krishna, 100% he takes it. And Prabhupada also says that Radharani is very, very merciful. This is, in fact, supreme mercy. If you take all mercy together, that exists, that does not exist, that you can imagine, that you cannot imagine, and then multiply it by a billion, then multiply it by a trillion, it will not be even a drop of mercy from one speck of dust from Radharani's feet. And that's why Prabhupada says that in Vrindavan everybody says Jai Shri Radhe, and you know, several, many places Prabhupada says this in books. And and so therefore we see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes taking the mood of Srimati Radharani. And of course he doesn't come alone. So we have Panchatattva, yes, and one member of Sri Panchatattva is Sri Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit, this is Shakti, right? This is incarnation of energy of the Lord, or Radharani. You knew this, right? By the way, do you know in you know that Indradyumna Maharaj has one letter meaning chirka, one character, one letter, Bengali, written on a piece of paper, not paper, the wood or this palm leaf, which is from Gadadhar Pandit's Gita. So he, because one devotee in one Prabhupada disciple, Kiranashi, has from Vrindavan, he has this one verse from Gadadhar Pandit's Gita. And so when he saw Indradyumna Swami, he showed this to Indradyumna Swami. And then he saw Indradyumna Swami's eyes. And then he looked and he said, actually, there is one piece that's actually like breaking. So he said, okay, if anybody, then you obviously are the person to have it. So he has, Indranyuna Maharaj has many things. I don't know if you can call them things. Yes, amazing. I don't even know how to call them. Objects, subjects, whatever. Reliquia, okay, yeah, it's a good word, yes. And so that's from Gadadhar Pandit's Gita. So today on our ISKCON Vrindavan website, I found a very beautiful quote which describes Gadadhar Pandit. So this is this quote. Now you remember, he is the incarnation of Srimati Radharani, yes? You remember that, yes? And by the way, do you know? You know that there are two wings of the gopis? Left and right wing? And right, or probably we should better use Sanskrit words, because here in English it has so many different meanings. Dakshina and Vama, or Vamya. So Dakshina, the right hand. So they are soft and submissive in their character. And Vamya are very contrary. They always quarrel with Krishna. To make it more fun for Krishna. And so Radharani belongs to that, which wing, how do you think?
Left.
You know, okay, you all know. Very nice. Meaning contrary, yeah? Those who are, so sometimes she says, that black person, never mention his name again in my presence, okay? And I don't even want to hear anything about him. So, and then Krishna still finds a way. He finds a way to conquer her heart. Now, this is Krishna, yes, and Radharani. Now, Gadadhar Pandit is the incarnation of Radharani, and here is his description of his character. From his childhood, he was very simple, quiet, modest. I think, now I get it. The floor here also is left wing. In the spiritual world, everything is supposed to be alive, right? See, it's a left wing floor. Ah, okay. I understand. Okay. So quiet, modest, courteous, yeah. Devoted to the Lord and the Brahmanas, and affectionate to friends. Although he is gentle, he is timid, shy. Although he is a surrendered soul, he feels as if he is an offender. Although he is fully realized, he feels inexperienced. Would you like to feel inexperienced, or would you like to feel realized? Oh. I know what I would like. I know I would like to feel realized. But every time I feel realized, I realize that I'm an idiot. But every time I feel I'm a fool, it's very helpful. They put me on gas or something. So what should I feel? Hare Krishna. And although he is a leader, it's Radharani, right? She leads Krishna. He is a submissive servant. Even a little faith in Sri Gauranga. Even a little faith in Sri Gauranga. Do you have a little faith in Sri Gauranga? At least. Even a little faith in Sri Gauranga. Let's check if you have faith in Sri Gauranga. He knows. Okay. Go! Nitya! Okay, everybody has a little faith. Or a lot. Okay. So, what it says, even a little faith in Sri Gauranga attracts his heart from afar. So much so that as an expression of affection, so if you even have a little faith, even if he's far away, he's so attracted and he loves this so much that as a sign of his affection, he accepts insults as praise. You berate him and he takes this, oh, this is such a nice person. From anyone who has such attraction. Hare Krishna. It's kind, no? It's mercy. very, very fortunate for us. Shri Pandit Goswami's character is in just like the... Now, this is very strange. It's all strange, actually, but this is also more strange. So, Shri Pandit Goswami's character is in essence, like the neglected figure of one who has given away all his wealth and willingly accepted the garb of a beggar. I had to read it two times before I got the concept. It's very strange. So his character is like the neglected figure of one who has given away all his wealth and willingly accepted the garb of a beggar. Does it sound strange? To me it sounds strange. I mean, you have him on the altar. But also, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, how does he behave? If you can select one word to describe his relationship with... We will not scream anymore. Uh-huh, on outside they may scream, okay. Maybe we'll scream. Now we can scream. No, this is open, okay. To attract some more. If you can describe relationships between Shri Gadadhar Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, one word will be love, okay, right? One word. But then, the character of that relationship, how would you describe it? How does Gadadhar Pandit behave himself? Submissive, yeah. It's very submissive. Does Radharani behave like this? No, not at all. Isn't that strange? Do you have questions sometimes? Like we have Jagadananda Pandit, yeah? He comes to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he brings perfect oil, wonderful oil. Natural, organic, bio. Like Ajitendra in Pula has. Mix different kinds together. And very fragrant, very nice. Those days they didn't have deodorants, they didn't use soap, they used oil, right, for washing yourself, for health, and so forth. So it was for external use, oil. And he brings a whole pot of it. A whole pot. I remember from my school. In my school, I remember they were teaching that rose oil is more expensive than gold. Did you know this? It's more expensive than gold. Rose oil. Rose from roses. And he brought a whole pot. And I probably told you about aguru oil. You know, Krishna's body smells like aguru. So I went to Sugandha Lok. Actually, this is the pharmacy now. It's called Sugandha Lok. Lok, you know, it's planet, and Sugandha, or location, and Sugandha means aroma, beautiful aroma, Sugandha Lok. That's the pharmacy across from our temple in Vrindavan. So I went there and I asked, do you have aguru oil? They said, well, I have this one. It costs 17 rupees here, a little bottle. And I say, is it real? He says, no, it's chemical. It's just an imitation. Okay. And then I say, okay, so it's like 10 milliliters, yeah? And how much is the same amount of the real one? Do you have real one also? He says, well, real one we have to order, and the price will be something like 300,000 rupees. So that was something like $7,000. $7,000 for 10 grams. the real one. And Gadadhar, and Damodar Pandit, sorry, where I could get lost already. Jagadananda Pandit, yes. Jagadananda Pandit, he brought a whole pot of these oils. Right? So you can imagine, it was a valuable thing. And he said, this is for our Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? He says, I am a sannyasi. If I put it on, everybody will say, wow, what kind of a sannyasi is this? You know, it's the same as, anyway, I what my friend in Vrindavan tells me sometimes. Since, you know, first 10 years in as a brahmachari, I didn't use any deodorants at all. And then I witnessed a discussion between Niranjana Swami and Bibi Govinda Swami, where Bibi Govinda Swami confessed that there is a place he goes, he never chants Nitai Gaura Haribol. Because when he chants that, you know, people say Nitai Gaura Haribol. So he doesn't do this. There. And they were... They were discussing that one of them needs to get a new deodorant. So I thought, deodorant. So neat, I go. Am I also like that? Should I also get? So next airport we were, I went to the shop and I thought, this Rexona or whatever. I got one, small. Then I started putting it, and I fell, and I went to Niranjan Swami and said, I feel it's so strange, you know, this such, you know, perfume. I said, okay, is sweat better than perfume? That's a point, yeah. Maybe not. So then I started using it. So then every time I come to my friend Mahabhagavat in Vrindavan, with whom I had a long conversation recently, he says, Adipurush, you smell like a courtesan. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Anyway. Whatever you do, somebody will see it's bad. Of course, nowadays they have something that doesn't smell. But you don't always find it. So he brought oil, a whole pot of oil, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, I'm a sannyasi. If I use it and walk down the street, what will people say? Oh, he's that kind of a sannyasi. He puts that oil, maybe he does some other things too. Yeah. Why else would he need such nice smelling oil, right? Isn't it? So he said, no, sorry, I'm very sorry. Give it, you know, put it, use it somewhere else. Let's find some other use for this oil. For the lamp, yeah? Oh, thank you very much. For the lamps of Jagannath. What does Jagadananda Pandit do? He takes this pot, which costs, I don't know, today's money or that money, I don't know, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, right? He takes this pot and breaks it on the floor to pieces. All this oil into the sand. And he goes home and he stops eating. He doesn't eat. Yeah. One day he doesn't eat, 2 days he doesn't eat, 3 days he doesn't eat. Yeah? Because he's angry. Yeah? He behaves this vamya mood, contrary mood, showing anger. So then finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, oh my God, Hare Krishna. He says, can you go and ask Jagadananda, can he cook for me? I want to take lunch in his house. So then finally he's happy and he cooks, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and eats and he says, can you make me happy? Can you eat so that I can see also that you are eating? He says, no, I'll take. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaves and then he does take. So that's Jagadananda Pandit, right? Gadadhar Pandit, on the other hand, you can see he behaves like a soft, blade of grass. Yeah? Like a soft blade of grass. He also cooks. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, whoever cooks like Gadadhar Pandit wins my heart. He is, he also, there's some stories about Gadadhar Pandit's cooking. Yeah? But, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes sannyas, he goes with him. In Navadvip, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes takes Vaishnava initiation and shows the behavior of a Vaishnava, he behaves like a very, very naughty young scholar, challenging everybody. So he stops Gadadhar and says, Gadadhar, tell me, what's moksha? Okay, Gadadhar Pandit quotes him Nyaya Shastra. He says, nah, this is not a good definition. Do you have any other explanation? He says, well, simple way to understand moksha is cessation of all suffering. So Nimai Pandit says, I don't think you really know how Shastra describes moksha, what's really proper description of liberation. What are the, by the way, do you know what's liberation? Don't get scared. Tell me just five kinds of liberation. What are the five kinds of liberation? Which means? Yeah, merging, sayujya. Sarupya, having the same features, yes. Salokya, meaning same planet, same place. And then two more. Samipya, meaning and being, this is the best one, this is being always in the company of the Lord. And one more? Sarshti, yes, thank you. Meaning? Same opulence, yes. Yes. So, you know, this is, you can see that there, that's actually in Kapila Shiksha, in the third canto, we have it. So, he was teasing Gadadhar Pandit, but Gadadhar Pandit, he just took it, you know, he just took it, and then he said, well, no, it doesn't seem I can satisfy you with my explanation. So only then Nimai Pandit says, okay, you go home and you think about it and we will continue tomorrow. But he behaves in a very submissive way. And then, we know then he took Kshatra Sannyas, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri, he settled in Jagannath Puri, then Gadadhar also went to Jagannath Puri and he took Kshatra Sannyas, meaning that he decided, I will always stay in Puri. And probably the most oppositional or contrary or rebellious thing that Gadadhar Pandit did was when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan. Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan many times and he was asking all the devotees, can I go to, please give me permission to go to Vrindavan. And Gadadhar Pandit said, yes, that's such a nice idea. But look at the weather. It's just the rainy season starting in a few days. It's not a time for travel. How? I think you should wait, you know, till then, you know, 4 months, rainy season, Chaturmasya, four months. Okay, so he waits 4 months, then he's asking again. He says, how can you go now? There is a festival just now coming, Jagannath, there will be such a festival. Boy, how can you go? Okay, so for 2 years, they kept him like this. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Sarvam Bhattacharya, he says, look, for 2 years you're cheating me, you know? So then they felt bad, you know? Okay, you are. So then they said, okay, maybe that day you can go. So then he decides to go. So he goes on that day. And Gadadhar goes with him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, you stay back. You stay back. And Gadadhar Pandit says, no, I cannot, how can, you know, you go, what will I do here? I will go with you. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, look, you have taken Kshatra Sannyas, you have taken a vow to stay in Puri. Gadadhar Pandit says, to hell with my Kshatra Sannyas. It sounds a little different in Bengali, but the meaning is the same. And then he goes a little further. So basically he leaves Puri. He leaves Puri, they go a little further. So he breaks the vow. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again, he says, oh, look, you have already proven your point. You have broken your vow already. That's it. Now you can go back to Puri. You've stepped out 1 or 2 kilometers, several kilometers out of the Puri Kshatra. It's a dham. It's a part of a spiritual world. And then Gadadhar Pandit faints. He just faints. He swoons. He loses consciousness. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just leaves in a boat. And this is when he reaches Kanai Natashala. And this is where he meets Rupa and Goswami in person. And they actually, this is the whole story, there's a whole story there. This is where he has so many people going behind him. This is where Nawab Hussain Shah says that he is incarnation of God. And because he says, look, I pay people and they don't follow me. See, he must be an avatar. And so Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they say, yeah, it's described that wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stepped, people would collect so much dust that there would immediately would be a hole in the ground. They would not allow him to go on the autocesta. Yeah, although it's not as easy to collect, to make a hole there. But so Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, it's also quite interesting. Interesting that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking permission. And interesting that Rupa and Sanatana, they are approaching him with such an utter humility and shyness and complete freedom from pride. They are the prime minister and finance minister of Bengal, which at that time was the richest country in the world. Yeah? This is where Columbus wanted to reach, through the other side, from the other side, where he tried, because it was source of, you know, Europe was getting spice from there, because there was no hygiene in Europe. People were dying like flies. And so they used spice to preserve, to counteract a little bit, to counteract the spread of germs and so forth. So cloves, bacteria, cloves, klinchki, yeah, pepper. Yeah, this is Slovenia is the most pepper intolerant country, I would say. I'm sorry. But it's because of your hygiene, I'm sure. It's not because of any other reason. So they were bringing in cinnamon and, you know, many. We'll not do the full list here. So that's where Columbus went. So he was the prime minister and finance minister. Sakar Malik and Dabarkas. Sakar Malik means prime minister. Chief, it's not a name, it's a title. It means a chief of the cabinet. Sakar means government and Malik means boss. Yeah. And Dabarkas means finance minister. Their names were Amar and Santosh. These are their names. These are titles, actually. And they come with a blade in their of grass in their mouth and falling and saying, and they were great Vaishnavas, and they were from the Sarasvata Brahman family, and they already wrote wonderful books like Hamsa Dutta and other books. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, your humility breaks my heart, and don't be humble. And so they were humble, but still they say, we think it's not good for you to go to Vrindavan like this. They gave an advice to the Lord. Would you give an advice to the Lord? I guess we do every day, right? But it's connected to how to run the universe in our corner of the universe, limited to my area of concern. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took it. He listened to it. He went back. He came back. He reached as far as Kanai Natashala, and then he went back. And then when he came back, he said, the reason I didn't reach Vrindavan is because Gadadhar was not happy. Gadadhar was not happy, that's why I couldn't reach Vrindavan. So I will have to go again. So it's quite interesting. So many These are the relationships between Krishna and devotees. So if you remember, in the beginning I said some bad thing or good thing, I don't know, some startling thing about Krishna. Do you remember what I said in the beginning? Anybody? That you cannot get love from Krishna. Yes, that's not the rule. You don't get love there. Sometimes, like for Arjuna, for example, he makes one exception. After 18 chapters of the Gita, he made an exception. Okay. So that some, it may happen. Or mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Okay, he made an exception. For some purposes, for some purpose or another. But the rule is that he gives mercy to his devotees, and mercy comes from his devotees. And then it's distributed through devotees. This is what Durvasa found out the hard way. When he offended Ambarish, he had to run away from Sudarshan Chakra for 1 year. Sometimes I'm wondering, you know, this Sudarshan Chakra seems to have been chasing him in a very funny way. It didn't like, I mean, couldn't it kill him like immediately or sort of give him time? Or I don't know how it worked, you know, it's like very interesting how it worked. So then he looked for help everywhere until he finally reached Lord Narayan. Kendo 9. And Lord Narayan says, well, you want mercy, right, from me? Sorry, I have to tell you that it's not where my mercy is. It's not with me. My mercy is given to my devotees. So you came to the wrong address. I don't have mercy. My mercy, I give to my devotee, and my devotee gives out. Like sometimes a husband gives money to the wife, and the wife decides where to spend. Yeah? So I give, my mercy is given to the devotee. He decides where the mercy goes. And then I just follow. So sorry, I'm sorry for your trouble. You had to, you know, run for a whole year, but you came to the wrong address. I don't have mercy. If you need mercy, you have to go to the devotee. Go to Ambarish, apologize, he will give you mercy. And he comes back to Ambarish, and Ambarish waits for him for the whole year, and he's praying to Sudarshan Chakra. Durvasa tried to kill Ambarish Maharaj. And Ambarish Maharaj says, O Sudarshan Chakra, O incarnation of the Lord, O personified time, if there is anything good I ever done in any of my lives, please take this punya, please take the credit, reward, and give it to Durvasa. Don't kill him. It's quite interesting, huh? So, well, then he gives mercy, then obviously, so Durvasa is saved. Durvasa is not killed. So mercy is coming through devotees. And the origin of all mercy is Radharani. And incarnation of Radharani is Gadadhar Pandit. Is Gadadhar Pandit. And so he's very merciful. So you can see in that quote that I said that even if you have the smallest attraction to Shri Gauranga, then he is so happy that anything from your side he's taking as something very nice. How did it say? That even insults he takes as what? As what? Praise. Yeah? I mean, isn't it nice from his side? Whew! It's a relief. We should chant Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name every day. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktarinda. Did you notice that the windows are actually closed? And it's not 8 yet. We could try again, you know, to demonstrate to Gadadhar Pandit that we have at least a little, what do you think, affection? Yeah? Okay, let's do it. Go! Sincerely. Go! And he also loves Nityananda, also. Nityananda! instead of this whole talk, we could just do this. And it's producing, I think, more happiness. But you also need to know who we are talking about and chanting. So he's very kind, very merciful. Also, there is one other story about Vallabhacharya. It's a very interesting story, very, very special story in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There were several meetings between Vallabha and Chaitanya. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just going from Vrindavan, he visited Vallabhacharya, and they had a wonderful meeting. They had really wonderful meeting. And Vallabhacharya was very happy. He was the host for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he came to Puri and to take more association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that was also very nice. And there was Ratha Yatra and this and that. That was wonderful. But then he wanted to present some commentaries. He presented one commentary, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just brushed him away. He presented another commentary, he just brushed him away. He said, well, I have a commentary on the Bhagavatam. He said, I have a nice commentary on the holy name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I just know that Krishna is son of Yashoda, that's all, I don't need any commentary. Then he's saying something, then he says, I have a commentary on the Bhagavatam, which is better than, which is so much better than Sridhar Swami's commentary. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then just says, whoever rejects Swami is a prostitute. It is a pun, play of words in Bengali. Because Swami Sridhar Swami, or Swami is like a husband. And he crushes him. He just crushes him. Of course, then later we see it had a purpose. That he had some pride. He had some pride. And that was a bitter medicine for his benefit. But before he actually surrendered, before he was able to actually surrender, he went to Gadadhar Pandit and he asked him to initiate him, to give him initiation, to give him mantra. And Gadadhar Pandit, and to listen to his commentary, yes. And Gadadhar Pandit did. He listened to his commentary and he listened to his katha and he gave him initiation also. And he thought that devotees will think bad of me because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seems to have rejected Vallabhacharya, Vallabha, and I seem to be associating with him. So some devotees may think bad about me, but my Gauranga, my Chaitanya, he's in my heart, he will understand. He will understand my heart. So he spoke with, he gave mercy to Vallabhacharya. And it helped. And Vallabhacharya finally surrendered and he took initiation and he finally understood what's happening. And he came to Vallabha and he said, Vallabha came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, I was proud. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, you are such a scholar, you have so many nice qualities, so why do you spoil them with pride? Yes, that's the point. That's the whole point. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately gave him mercy. And so then he became an acharya in a sister sampradaya, the Pushtimark, sister sampradaya, which Rupa Goswami mentions even in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So you can see how merciful is Gadadhar Pandit. How he always acts in a very humble way and he always is giving mercy to everybody. And today is his birthday. Hare Krishna. Now, does anybody have the question which I expect? Don't worry, if it's not the question, but some other question, that's also okay. Yes? What we should pray for to Gadadhar Pandit. Yes, I will. I should now tell you exactly. Yeah, I should actually even write, but so you don't make any mistake. Yes, so you pray exactly as I say. Maybe we should ask the temple president to have a fully authorized. And so I know what we should pray for. For, maybe I don't. Come on, you know what to pray for. Why should I tell you what you should pray for? We are all individual. You can pray for the new temple. You can pray for the whole 2,062,000 Slovenians become reach Bhava. Before me. I mean, that makes sense, no? Because just imagine, if you all have Bhava, and I'm the only person who doesn't, I'm in a good company. I mean, you will correct the situation in 1 second. Isn't it? Isn't it? So that's a good prayer. you can include the whole Europe, the whole 480 million of it, or whatever it is now. Or the whole world, the whole 7 billion. Or the whole universe. Yeah, it's a merciful person, yes. Hare Krishna. Any other suggestions what we must pray for?
For me?
For him. Pray for him. No, for me. But not for him. For me. Pray for me. No? For you? any more? Are you satisfied or you want still? No? Hare Krishna. Okay. Is there a hand for a question or is it just Yashodhara Prabhu? Yashodhara Prabhu?
Why did Vidyadhara Pandit didn't marry?
Why he didn't marry? What's so funny? What's so funny? Why are you laughing? It's a normal question. That's what everybody will ask you in India if you don't marry. The whole 1,200,000,000 people, everyone will ask you this question there. If they find out you are not married. It's a normal Indian question, you know. Why you didn't marry? What's wrong with you? He wanted to be next to Gauranga. He wanted to be next to Gauranga and he followed him because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, so he just... And because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu married early and took sannyas early, so I guess somehow or other he just didn't. And maybe also he was not much interested. I don't know. No, but I mean, all the marriages there were very amazing. They were all the Vaishnavis were Lakshmis, Lakshmi expansions, and all the Vaishnavas were. even in ordinary marriage, a woman becomes a Lakshmi. She gets invested with Shakti of Lakshmi. If I remember correctly, that's according to Manu Samhita, right? Correct? That's there. Is it? Pay no attention. That's an ecstatic symptom. That's any more?
Thank you.
Так,
подожди. Смысл?
А what's the Slovenian again?
Подредли.
Okay, подредли. Thank you. Yes, that's the question. It's a good question. Yes. Radharani, left wing, contrary, fiery. Gadadhar, as peaceful as possible. Why? Anybody knows? Anybody knows the answer? Huh? No. Huh? Yes, he was robbed. Radharani didn't want to give. Chaitanya, Krishna wanted to come in the mood of Radharani. Yeah? It says three reasons why he came in this mood as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are secret reasons. I will not divulge them. There is one open. That's Adi Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila. Chapter 3 and 4. Chapter 3, external reasons. Chapter 4, internal reasons. And there are three internal reasons. I will not speak about them, but it entailed taking the mood of Radharani. Krishna wanted to take the mood of Radharani. And Radharani didn't want to give. Why? Because of compassion also. So he stole it. He stole it. So she didn't have it. I mean, this full fiery mood. Because he took it. That's the explanation I heard once. And so that's why we have Gadadhar in a very humble and submissive and gentle mood. Just this gentle... And also you can see that he's coming in the Panchatattva to spread the mercy. To spread the mercy. To give mercy everywhere, to everybody. And he's very happy. And we know that the Panchatattva are extremely merciful. We have Krishnaskaraj Goswami surprised, saying that if somebody just chants Krishna's name, he must be offenseless. But when somebody chants the names of Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadhara, Shivasadi, Gaura Bhaktavinda, there's no offense and you get mercy. Thank you for the question. We still have 2 minutes before 8, and if you want somebody, you want it? Yes. Okay, you had the question. Okay, good. Yes, do tell my book.
According to the Vanadesha Deepika, Shukadeva Goswami appeared as Madhvacharya?
Shukadeva Goswami.
Sorry?
Shukadeva Goswami.
Yes, actually his incarnation of Shukadeva Goswami. So what's wrong if he is commenting on Srimad Bhagavatam, I mean even...
Yeah, what's wrong if an incarnation of Shukadeva Goswami comments on his own work?
Yeah.
Yes. So, in one word, nothing is wrong. And we see that Srila Prabhupada, in his commentary 111, he mentions Vallabhacharya's commentary as an authorized commentary that we should study. Although I suppose that he probably edited this commentary after this conversation. I think that it was edited after that story. I think so, yes. I think he must have edited. And if you study his commentary, you can see that the mood is different. And for the follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it takes some adjustment. It's not the... But he gives many interesting points, very interesting points there, yes. So you can see, Srila Prabhupada in 111 Bhagavatam, in his commentary, says, he says, it's okay, we must study, that's nothing wrong, there's nothing wrong. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his Chaitanya Charitamrita commentary, he also includes Subodhini, the commentary of Vallabhacharya, as one of the authorized commentaries, in his hierarchy of commentaries, which is more and more and more authorized for study. And also in this story itself, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can see that the purpose of this Leela, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Was to show the lesson to everybody, and so that Vallabhacharya also shows the example of how to make the next step in one's advancement. One can be a great Vaishnava, one can be a great scholar, and still there is a next step, because these are two things that are actually, it's, I think in Chanakya Niti it's there, that these two things rarely go together, being a scholar and being humble. It's Chanakya Niti, right? Yeah. Hare Krishna. Doesn't mean you should not be a scholar. But this lila shows that you better make that next step. So once Vallabhacharya did make this next step, then that was the whole idea of this lila in Chaitanya Charitamrita itself. And then after that, you can see it was all again happy, and they were friends with Rupa Goswami. They would meet and discuss and. And when they stayed, because they were staying not far from each other in Vrindavan. Okay. So finally the time has come. Your tolerance is gonna be rewarded by a special form of mercy. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.